Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great dreams become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning.
SLA Grace, Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 11-year member of our actually 11 years this right now. Giovanni, happy anniversary. This is your 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. I know you're excited about that.
I am. Where's the cake, Jim?
Well, for the 11 years, your anniversary gift is an email, which
okay.
which you got Friday. So
okay. Well, I'm sure I got it Friday sometime.
Anyway,
speaking of emails, huh?
Thanks for 11 great years. We appreciate it very much. And Giovanni, folks, is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com is the website. And Giovanni, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been tracking quite a bit lately and written about and talked about on the show, and that I know you guys are very much involved in, is the intention by the administration, the Obama administration, through their straw man, Tom Wheeler, at the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to turn the Internet, which currently does have what I consider to be net neutrality, meaning most of us can do whatever we want to do on the Internet in terms of its usage, to turn that, their plan is to turn that into a public utility like the telephones, like electricity. Am I right about that, Giovanni? That's their plan, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and it doesn't do any good. You look at the decades-old act that they're trying to regulate it under, the Telecommunications Act of 96. Think back in 96, everything was distributed through wire.
Right.
Wireless wasn't even, well, I mean, it was just in its infancy.
There were virtually no big pipes. Everything on the Internet was dial-up.
Yeah, absolutely. It was through wire. And that's their regulation of the Internet stifles innovation in their proposals. What needs to take place is a whole understanding of what the Internet is and a legislative overhaul of the 96 Act in order to provide open Internet access.
But this is basically the Obama administration and three of the five members of the FCC deciding how the Internet is to go. As you said, no input from Congress, no input from the marketplace. And the idea behind this, Giovanni, is that some of the big players who have the ability to because of their presence in the backbone, that ships the, you know, the distributes are all of our stuff over the Internet, because they have access, they give us access to the Internet, and because they have the backbone, the concern is that some of them will charge and put up a bottleneck or slow down some traffic in favor of others that pay more.
Right. In other words, not give equal access
right.
to different information services or video services.
My speed is the same as Netflix speed or AT&T or something like that.
Right. Now, the key word there is may. It's not broken. It's
That's
currently
right.
not broken.
It is not. That's right.
So they're, That's right. they're regulating something that may happen in the future, not that it's existing. It
and,
works fine.
And, Giovanni, if it were to happen, it's not unclear that it wouldn't be resolved by competition, by a contract, or by innovation.
Absolutely.
See, that's been my point all along. There currently, Giovanni, isn't a single customer, no, a small business anywhere that I know of, who is being harmed by the current condition of the Internet. Would you agree with that?
I agree 100%. You know, You only have to look back to the airlines when they were regulated. Prices were high. You couldn't get, I mean, you could get to, from one, from A to B, but as soon as it was deregulated, you had carriers like Southwest, upstarts that came up, prices tumbled. Now the market determines things. And you can get places. If you have to go someplace that's out of the way, you'll pay a little more, but if I want to go to Orlando, the price is, you know, a couple hundred bucks. But it's the marketplace that determines that,
the
government.
The thing that irritates me about this is some of the big players on the content side tried to bring the government in on this because they got mad at the carriers. And now some of those guys, it's my understanding as I read the reports, that they rue the day that they did that because they've gone back to the government and said, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't mean to take it all the way to a utility level. And the government basically brushed them aside.
Yep. Be careful who you jump in bed with.
Don't bring the government into this, folks. Nothing good will come from that.
No, I agree. And you know, it's funny because this whole thing can come, think about it, innovation. In the future, 10 years from now, innovation could completely give us a different way of connecting, a way of transmitting these zeros and ones, because all the internet is transferring zeros and ones.
But not likely if it becomes a utility. Now, here's a quick question, Gianni. Only got 20 seconds. Can this be stopped? Can Congress reverse this?
It's going to be interesting. There is a legislative approach. There's a lawsuit that's, as you well know, Verizon won the previous lawsuit
right.
In 2014. I'm sure there'll be other lawsuits. It's hard to say.
We've got to stop this. This is not going to be good for small business. And those are the folks that I care about, and I know you do too, Giovanni. Quick break. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.